We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Moshe ben Chaim Yaakov ben Petachos Eliyahu. We're in Chulin Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. He tis es harosh b'vas achas psula. He who have the shochet who severs the animal's head by pressing down on what we know as drasa, by pressing down on the neck as opposed to going across and slaughtering it the way you're supposed to in a back and forth motion. So psula, this is drasa, this is the pressing down. The Bartanui says, ka'adam hametis kane o dalas, like a person who's cutting down, cutting a reed or a dalas or a gourd, a squash or something. Shedoche kasakin b'koach u'posek, you press down with sakin with force, and then it cuts it. Vizuhi drasa. And this is one of the four psulim. Obviously, that's going to be pasul. Haya shochet v'hitiz es harosh v'vas achas. Here he didn't press down. Here he went across, but with a regular sawing motion that he's supposed to, but he did it with one stroke, just either forward or just back, and he cut the whole thing. So it says about Tanur, how Yeshochet did Meshicha, v'hitiz harosh, he cut off the head, b'hava b'lvad, or b'holacha b'lvad, either going one way back or going forth, whatever it is, but instead of, he didn't have to go back and forth, the head is already cut off. And by the way, it doesn't have to be the head is cut off, it means that the simanim have been cut in such a way. So the Mishnah says, if he did such a thing going only in one direction, he didn't press, but he didn't go back and forth, he just went forth or back. If the blade of the knife is has the length of two really neck widths on it, so that way he could really, there's enough space for him to go across and cut the neck in one direction only, then the shechita is going to be kosher. Since the knife is long enough to do the proper shechita with one stroke, so then that's not considered drasa. But if it's shorter than that, it doesn't have a full neck's worth besides the neck. So it's on the neck, and then there's another part of the knife that's the same width of the neck that's not touching anything, so that's a long enough knife. But shorter than that, it doesn't have a full neck worth, so then a single stroke, we're afraid, is not going to cut the simanim without pressing with chalada, and that would be possible. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says, "Yesh basakin melot savar," the full width of a neck, besides the part of the knife that's on the neck, that would be okay, even though he did it only in one stroke. Then the Mishnah says, "How yashochet v'hitiv shnei roshim v'asachas." Here you have someone who is doing the shechita, and he has two animals, one next to the other, and he is able to shech both of them with one stroke, either forward or back, but now it's two animals. So says the Mishnah, im yesh, that's okay, im yesh basakin malot savar echad kshera. If there is a width of the knife that's not on either of the necks, that's by itself, the width of the knife besides the two of them, so that's okay. So that means if it's really three neck widths of a knife, so that's okay. You have the two heads, the two necks of the animal, and then an extra piece of the knife that's a malot savar as well, then it's going to be kosher. Then the Mishnah says, "Bameh devarim amurim bizman shaholich velo hevi, o hevi velo holich." Where do we this required when we need the extra savar width of a knife is when you only went in one direction. You did a backward stroke, not a forward one, or a forward stroke, not a backward one. Avalam holich vehevi. But if you did both back and forth, the sawing motion like the shechita is supposed to have, then afilu kolshu. Even if the sakin is very, very small, could be very, very short, that the blade, then we go afilu beizemel, even if you're using like a scalpel, that's going to be kosher. We assume that if you're going back and forth, you're not going to be pressing down, you will not invalidate it with drasa, and therefore that's going to be acceptable. What I mentioned, the zemel, which is a scalpel, usually use that word to describe the mila knife, because the scalpel very often can have, will not be smooth. So since many scalpels are not smooth, maybe there should be an Isser Darabanan to use a scalpel even that smooth, for fear you may use one which has projections that stick out. So comes the Mishnah to say, no, scalpel is fine, it's small, it's smooth, then it's going to be kshera. Afilu kolshu, afilu b'izemel kshera. Then the Mishnah says, nafla sakin v'shachata. Let's say the knife fell and shechted the siman improperly, but it was no force of a human being. It just fell out of his hand. It fell from somewhere. Afal pisha shachata kedarka psula. Even though may have shechted it properly, that's going to be possible. How do I know? Shnei Amar, quoting the pasuk regarding shechita in Devarim Yudbeis of zavachta v'achalta. Masha ata zoveachata ochel. That which you shecht, that implies that you have to slaughter it, not something that's slaughtered by itself. So this is, as long as there's the shechita done by the force of a human being, that's acceptable. Now, it doesn't mean that it has to be the shechita the way we have it. If it cuts the two, if it doesn't do drasa, and it cuts the two simonim, and it comes from the force of a person, even if a person threw down a knife, without it even having kavanah to do shechita, but it did the shechita properly, so that's also going to be acceptable. That's v'zavachta v'achaltav, that's acceptable. Only where it's automatic, where the Mishnah is saying, that's not your force, that's not v'zavachta v'achalta, so therefore that's going to be pasul. Nafla ha-sakin v'biha, let's say the sakin net fell down and now you picked it up. So now we're moving into the shahiyah issue, the pause in between. So here, the sakin, what happened? The knife fell out of the hand of the shochet after he started the shechita, and then he picks it up. So and he didn't do the shechita, so there was a pause in between the first part of the shechita, second part of the shechita, or naflu kela v'higbihan. We're in the middle of the shechita, some of his clothing, let's say, fell down or is falling down, whatever it is, and he picked them up. Hishchiz es sakin va'af uba chaveru v'shachat, or let's say he was sharpening the knife, meaning he sharpened the knife before the shechita. And what does it mean va'af? Well, he got so tired from sharpening the knife that he needed his friend to come and do the shechita. Meaning he started the shechita, but because he spent so much time sharpening the knife and he got exhausted before, so he started the shechita, but he just couldn't finish it, and his friend comes and finishes it off. So says the Mishnah, Shah Kadei Shechita, in all of these cases, if there was a delay or pause, the amount of time it takes to do a shechita, how long is that? So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis discusses that. It may depend, according to some, on the type of animal that we're talking about. In other words, he's in the middle of shechting a cow, you can't say, well, okay, the amount of time it takes to shecht chicken, because he's in the middle of shechting this particular animal. That's the amount of time that we would assume is considered shehiyah. So if Imshay delayed that amount of time in between, whether to pick up the clothing or to, because the sakin fell down, he had to pick it up, then it's going to be possible. An important point is that there are those who claim that the Mishnah, when it says he sharpened the knife and got tired, so it's talking about two separate things. Number one is he's in the middle of the shechita and he paused to sharpen the knife, which he realized was too dull, and then he continued the shechita. That's number one. Number two, va'af, ayef, that's not he was exhausted in the middle of the shechita because he sharpened the knife. That's a separate thing. In the middle of the shechita, he just got so tired, so fatigued, he couldn't finish the shechita. So in either of these cases, when the friend comes and finishes, that would be okay, as long as you don't have the pause of kidei shechita in between. Rabbi Shimon gives us a little bit more time, apparently. Rabbi Shimon, the amount of time that's a problem of shehiyah is kidei bikur, the amount of time it takes to examine the shechita knife. So that's, or maybe bikur means to examine the kana and the veshet after the shechita to see whether they were cut properly. So that takes a little bit more time. Only that would be considered a shehiyah and invalidate the shechita, but we don't follow Rabbi Shimon. We assume it's kidei shechita, the amount of time it would take to shecht an animal of this size, of this kind. Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Shacharis HaVeshet Hu Pasak HaSagageres. Here someone is slaughtering the animal, and the first thing he did was he shechted the esophagus. That's okay. He did that properly. But then, Pasak, then he tore the trachea. The Gargaris is the trachea, is the kaneh. So after he cut the esophagus properly, he cut the trachea how? Well, let's say he had a blade that had some nick in it, so that obviously would make it puzzle. So that is what we call ikur. That's why we can't use blades that have any nicks in them. So, or another possibility, same thing would be true the reverse. He shechted the trachea properly, but the esophagus was nicked. Or let's say he shechted one of them, meaning the esophagus, let's say, or the trachea, one of the organs, and then he waited till the animal died and he didn't finish the shechita. So it's another problem that would passel the shechita. O shehechlid es hasakin tachas hasheni ufsako. So this is chalada. We mentioned chulda, weasel, whatever it is that's from the language of chalada, means to hide. So to put the knife under one of the organs or between them. We spoke about chalada, which is where, let's say, you take the knife and put it between the esophagus and the trachea. And you shecht one of them, and then you come from the other side and shecht the other one. So you didn't shecht them all the way down in the same direction. You put it in between and went one down with one, and then took the knife out and shechted the other one. That's one example of chalada. So tachasasheni. What did he do? He cut the first, let's say, the trachea properly, but then he put the knife behind the second one, the esophagus, and cut it from the back. So this is chalada. And that's going to of the second of the simonim. So says the Mishnah in all of these cases, Rabbi Yesheva of Omer Nevelim. Rabbi Yesheva says in every one of these cases, when you shechted the veshet and then you nicked the gargaris, or you shechted the gargaris, the trachea, and you nicked the esophagus, or you cut one and then the animal, you waited till it just died, or you did chalada. In all of these cases, the animal becomes a nevelim. Nevelim means not only can you eat it, but nevelim means that there's tumah. It's tumas maga and tumas maga. As we mentioned, Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, it's not an Avela, Trefa. Rabbi Kiva believes that if you shecht an animal improperly like this, it has the status of a Trefa, an animal that has some fatal defect, which is also we're not permitted to be eaten, but there's no Tumah that it has. Klamar al Rabbi Sheva, Mishra Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Sheva gave a general rule in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Kolshin if still shechita, son nevela. Anytime you have an animal that comes invalidated because of an improper shechita, it has the status of nevela, and therefore there's going to be tuma, as if it died by itself. Kolsha shechita sakara ui. But he says, what's not going to be a nevela, says Rabbi Yeshua. If the shechita, now Rabbi Akiva says it's a trefa no matter what. Even what Rabbi Sheva says is a nevela. The animal was shechted improperly, that's a trefa. Rabbi Sheva says no. The animal that became disqualified through an improper shechita is a nevela. But kol shesh shechita sakara ui. But let's say you slaughtered it properly. V'darvar acher garam ali pasel. But there was some other external factor, an incidental reason that made it pasel. So let's say it had one of the fatal defects. The 18 we'll see, the list of actually more, but the list of 18 that we'll see in Perek Gimel. So if that's the case, that made it possible. Then trefa, then of course it's going to have the status of a trefa. You did the shechita properly, so you didn't make it into an avela. So obviously it's going to be a trefa in such a case. But as we said, Rabbi Akiva believes it's a trefa no matter what, even when it became possible because of an invalid shechita. And the Mishnah concludes, Vahoda lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, after that, decided he agreed with Rabbi Yeshevav, and that became the halacha that, in fact, nevela is what happens, and there's going to be tumah when it's an improper shechita, only trefa when the shechita was proper, but there was some other, if there was a defect in the animal, then it'll be a trefa and not a nevela.